What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we are spilling the tea about everything and anything, because that's right, it's DTBI hotline time, and you know we love the DTBI hotline over here. We love it so much that you all flooded the questions, okay? I have not looked at these whatsoever. I had my interns sort through them and pick the questions that I will be answering live for today's Tea Time Sesh. And they had too much fun with this assignment. But before we spill all that piping hot tea, because I already know it's going to be piping hot, make sure to connect with me on socials, Radiant Icons, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. And speaking of the show notes, Radiant Icons, make sure to check out Dare to Be Iconic's 2 years, one iconic celebration sale that you cannot find anywhere else. This exclusive sale includes one piece from the Radiant Rain merch collection of your choosing and the Break Up with the Past, Fall in Love with the Future journal for an exclusive bundle price that, again, you cannot find anywhere else. You cannot find that on the DTBI Etsy shop. You can only find it in the order form that is linked in the show notes below and on the Dare to Be Iconic website. So make sure to check out that sale and connect with me on socials. All right, Radiant Icons, enough chit-chatting. Let's get to the piping hot tea. I am a little bit nervous for these questions, but let's do it, shall we? Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. You guys are diabolical. This question is insane. Okay. Amanda, I love the Dating Dilemmas episode. So, who would you French kiss, marry, kill? Italian boy, ATL boy, or Mr. Canada? For the Radiant Icons who have not listened to the Dating Dilemma Crushing on Potential, I beg of you to stop this episode, go to that episode, and then come back, because then this question will make sense to you. But to answer your question, this is absolutely insane. I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay. I would kill Italian boy because he doesn't respect boundaries, and we don't have time for that, as we mentioned in last week's Tea Time Sesh. I would not French kiss any of my options. They don't deserve the opportunity to kiss me because, again, kissing me is a privilege. And then if I had to marry someone, like literally like twisting my arm, had to marry someone, out of these options, the best, I can't believe I'm saying this, the best option would be Mr. Canada. And the reason why I say that I will marry Mr. Canada is because I could deal with the potential of him in this scenario. In this scenario, I can deal with the potential of him. Because what was attractive to me when it came to Mr. Canada was his actions and how he consistently showed up. So I think out of the three options, that's something that I'm attracted to and would want in a partner that's for life, right? So yeah, I would marry Mr. Canada even though I was falling for the potential of him. But, you know, he does get some points for consistency. For the in-person portion, not for when he left me on red. But yeah, he would win. He would win that round. Oh, I love this next question. Amanda, do you have any quotes that you repeat to yourself often that helps you continue working for your dreams? I actually have two quotes that come to mind when I think of this question, and they actually come from my vision board. And the first one is, she needed a hero, so that's what she became. And the second one is, I gotta pull my phone close to my face real quick. I can't see without my glasses. I'm getting old, y'all. I was born with something inside of me that refuses to settle for average. I don't know what it is, but I am grateful I have it. And when I think of those two quotes, it propels me forward in my entrepreneurial journey, because running a business, owning a business, however you want to phrase it, is no joke. It is ridiculously hard to keep going at times, because sometimes things don't pave out the way that you imagined them to or projected them to. And that can be discouraging, that can be overwhelming, and well, there's a lot of risk in business, right? And I knew that going in. And even though I knew that going in, at times it still is a little bit daunting. And being so incredibly young on this journey of creating something that really has never been done before, there is nothing like Dare to Be Iconic out there, and I am so proud of that. But that also means there's no blueprint for me to look up to, right? I am creating that. I am opening doors for someone else, and I take great pride in that. But it gets hard. It gets hard to keep moving forward. And those two quotes remind me of my why. I started Dare to Be Iconic for the Amanda who was heartbroken 3 years ago that had no idea who she was. I started Dare to Be Iconic for little baby Amanda who got bullied severely for having big dreams. I created the space that little baby Amanda would have wanted, that would have dreamed of, you know, like I just always think of younger me and that quote of she became the hero. Let me get it right. Is she needed a hero, so that's what she became. I became the hero that younger Amanda needed. And that makes everything worthwhile, and that helps me and propels me forward in continuing to make Dare to Be Iconic the best business it can be. When I think of the second quote, I was born with something inside me that refuses to settle for average. Yeah, no, that's absolutely accurate. I am a very ambitious woman. that's not a secret to anyone. And, you know, when I get down in the dumps, I have to remind myself that my ambition is one of the most amazing qualities about myself. And I just need to keep on pushing forward because I know that I can do anything that I put my mind to. So those two quotes really motivate me and challenge me. And I hope that when you listen to those quotes, that it pushes you and motivates you as well to keep on going and pursuing your dreams, because you can do anything that you put your mind to. I know it sounds so damn cheesy, but honestly, it's so damn true. Create the opportunities for yourself and keep pushing forward even when the world tells you no. Be the person that the younger you would have wanted, right? Create the space that you would have needed to thrive when you were younger. Do that, no matter what anyone else says, even when it gets hard. And those two quotes remind me of that. What's one thing that makes you feel instantly iconic? The one thing that makes me feel instantly iconic is press-on nails. Now, I know that may sound a little bit like, Amanda, like what? But hear me out. In this new era for myself, this Radiant Rain era, I have been putting a lot more time into my physical being, whether that's movement that makes me feel good in my physical self, or it's putting more time in my physical appearance and feeling good in my skin. So experimenting with things like press-on nails and like a lip combo and a scent, or like doing movement and trying out different outfits and seeing what my style is, like those things make me feel instantly iconic. But the one thing out of all of them will always be press-on nails, because when I have a pair of press-on nails on, I feel like the baddest version of myself. I feel like the most iconic version of myself because I just carry myself differently. I feel so put together. When I don't have my press-on nails, I'm biting my cuticles. I'm like a mess. So no, I need my press-on nails. I know my nails are bare right now, but my press-on nails make me feel iconic instantly. What can I say? You know, taking the time for my physical self and my physical being has been so important. And yeah, press-on nails are a big part of it. Next question. What is something that you've started doing that's completely changed your confidence? My answer is so simple and so easy. You may already guess what it is, but it's heels classes. Heels classes has changed my life and my confidence. I was a pretty confident person before my breakup, right? Like that, no doubt about it. I did the work to get to where I was, right? Before that breakup. And out of that breakup, I felt very disconnected to my body. And it's been a really hard healing journey when it comes to my body and me and being comfortable with my sensuality as a young woman who has grown up in the Catholic Church. And there's a lot of things behind that, as you know from the podcast episode with Beck. So there's so many layers to it. And going to Heals classes has made me feel so connected to my body after the longest time and has tapped into this other level of confidence, almost like this sexy, sensual side of me that I've never really ventured into before or even given myself permission to kind of like have fun with. It has really allowed me to tap into what does sexy mean to me? What does sensuality mean to me? How do I embody that? Because sexy is an energy, right? It is a state of being. So what does that look like and feel like to me? And I truly do believe that going to Heals classes has put me on another level. It's unlocked this like sexy, sensual confidence that just like radiates out of me every time that I'm dancing, that I think I low-key have like brought into everyday life of being like, yeah, I know I'm hot. I know I'm that girl, and that's on period. I just feel so beyond confident and connected to my body, and it's such a freeing and liberating and empowering feeling. I've never truly felt like that before, and it's just really nice. So yeah, Heals classes has completely and instantly changed my confidence. It's unlocked this new side of me that has been like really fun and really exciting and like truly very healing. And I didn't expect it, but I'm really happy about it. I have so many answers for this question. What's a man's behavior that gives you the instant ick? I simply cannot give you just one ick because men give me the instant ick all the time. So I'm going to give you my top five. Okay, so my first one. Oh God. My first ick would be leaving me on read after we've been texting days on end, weeks on end. And when I'm talking texting, I'm not like a, oh, hi, how are you? Yeah, this and that. No. I'm talking like long ass Bibles, book texts. Like we are writing each other novels. They're in depth. They're detailed. And then all of a sudden you leave me on read and then you don't text me until 2 weeks later. And then all throughout that 2 week period where you didn't text me back, you were liking my Instagrams and my hot TikToks. Interesting. That gives me the ick. That gives me the ick when we were actually rooting for you. That's disappointment. Disappointment. Anyway, ick number two, bullshit excuses. I hate bullshit excuses. I'd rather you tell me straight up what the hell is going on. If you cannot be man enough to tell me the truth, you are not man enough to be in my life, point blank and period. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Anyway, now, God, I love this question. Ick number three, withdrawing emotionally and not being able to have an emotionally depth conversation. If you cannot have an emotionally depth conversation with me or honestly hold a conversation whatsoever, oh my God, it's not going to work out. Instant ick. If you cannot talk to me and contribute something meaningful, holy shit, please just leave. And on the other side of it, if there is something wrong and you decide, I'm just going to wait for her to bring it up. I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to emotionally withdraw myself. I'm just going to make her go crazy. I'm going to gaslight the shit out of her until she brings it up and make her go crazy, crazy, crazy and make it feel like it's her fault. Yeah. No, this one is pinpointed to someone in particular. No. You cannot emotionally withdraw from someone. Absolutely not. That is absolutely disgusting behavior. And it's a major ick for me. If you emotionally withdraw and you can't have an emotionally depth conversation, you can't even carry a conversation point blank and period, get out of my life. Get out of my life. You're wasting my time. And ick number five, if you're condescending and sarcastic, stay the hell away from me. Absolutely not. I do not respond well to condescending men. No. Because who the hell do you think you are talking to me like that? No, genuinely. Genuinely, who the hell do you think you are talking to me like that? Absolutely not. That may fly with your friends. That may fly with your friends, your family, your coworkers. But me? Woo! Boy. You don't know who the hell you're dealing with. You don't know who the hell you're talking to. Treat me with some respect. You do not talk to me that way. Absolutely not. So if you are sarcastic and condescending, please, please get the hell out of my DMs and get the hell out of my life. And that's on period. Those are my icks. Those are my top five icks because I cannot stand that shit. So yeah, if you're a man listening to this podcast and you're interested in me, don't do any of that shit. Absolutely not. You have no chance if you do that. Anyway, let's get to the next question. Amanda, how do you stay confident when you're constantly meeting men who only seem to want something physical? What a timely question, because I just chit-chatted about this on last week's Tea Time Sesh, The Dating Dilemma, Crushing on Potential. So if you haven't listened to that episode, pause this episode, come back to this one later and listen to that one, because that will give you some background on this question in particular. But this is a good one because it's hard to stay confident when the men that you are constantly meeting only want physical access to you and not emotional connection or commitment, honestly. And I think that's a big problem in today's generation, especially our dating pool. So when it comes to staying confident, when that's all that you kind of are met with, my biggest thing is remembering, I have to remind myself this a lot, okay, is that a man will never have a problem with you having a boundary. A man will never have a problem with you having a boundary. In fact, they would want to make sure that you feel safe and comfortable and seen. They would do anything to make sure that you feel that way. They would. A true man would. A boy does not give a shit. A boy does not give a shit if you have a physical boundary. They don't care because they're all, at the end of the day, lustful boys. That's all they see, right? That's all they want. They want lust. They see lust. And in order to stay confident when you face lustful boys over and over again, is one, remembering that a man will never have a problem with you having a boundary. And also, that lustful boy is not your future husband, because your future husband will never make you feel that way about your decisions. He will never make you feel that way. Absolutely not. And the second thing is standing firm in your values and beliefs. If you are not comfortable with something, don't ever let anyone pressure you into doing it. So if a boy makes you feel like shit about it, well, like I said last week, he can go fuck himself. Because that's not a man. That's a lustful boy. And you don't need that. He's not your future husband, because your future husband would never do that to you. And our last question, how do I make new friends as an adult without it feeling forced? I've been having a really hard time and I just don't know what to do. This is such a good question, because I think as adults, it's just so hard to make new friends because everyone is like in their own little world. They already have their established friend groups. So even the idea of making new friends and meeting new people is like, huh? Like, it's a little bit discombobulating, right? So my biggest piece of advice when it comes to making new friends as an adult is to go somewhere by yourself and challenge yourself to do something that you haven't done before, that you feel like, you know what, I actually may enjoy this. And then when you go to that thing by yourself, right, challenge yourself even further to talk to at least two new people and just introduce yourself and get to know them. My trick is I'll eavesdrop on a conversation. And if it's something that I'm interested in, I'll be like, oh my God, wait, are you talking about X, Y, and Z? Like I actually did that the other day in dance class. I was sitting there and I wasn't really feeling it. I was a little bit sad. I was like, okay, like I'm just gonna go. Like this is always good for my mind, whatever. I was in my own little world, right? I hadn't introduced myself to anyone yet. And there were these girls sitting on the couch in front of me and they were talking about this club that I've heard of briefly at the singles mixer from the guy that was like so in love with me. And they were talking about the event and everything. And I was like, huh, that's so interesting. So I was like listening to it. And I was like, okay, Amanda, just like say something. Just ask them if that's the club that you've heard of. Like, you know, it's that one, but like, just start the conversation. Like, just say it, okay? The worst thing they can do is like, just look at you weirdly and not say anything, right? But like, just ask the question, okay? Ask the question. So I was like, excuse me, are you talking about the MFers who can't run club? I knew that's what they were talking about, but I didn't know how else to start the conversation. So then I said that. And then they're like, oh my God, yeah. And then we just started talking and we did the whole class together. We exchanged Instagrams, got their numbers. And now we like go to dance classes together. And I'm going now to the MFers Don't Run Club for the first time coming up this week. And we're all doing it together. You know, I would have never made those friendships if I didn't just start yapping and push myself outside of my comfort zone, even though I wasn't feeling it. And if you don't want to eavesdrop on the conversation, you can always pay someone a compliment. That is a great way to start making friends, is always pay someone a compliment. If you like their shirt, if you like their shoes, if you like their smile, hey, by the way, I love your shirt. Where did you get it from? Oh my God, you are so beautiful. Like your eyes are stunning. Oh my goodness, your shoes, I've been looking for a pair of them. Where did you get them? Great way to start the conversation and make friends. Pay a compliment, listen to the conversation, try to get a question in that way, or simply just start chatting to them if you feel comfortable with that. But force yourself to go outside of your comfort zone, go somewhere by yourself, do something that you think that you would enjoy that you've never done before, and then introduce yourself to at least, honestly, I would say 2 to 3, but like, let's do 1 to 2 for this, right? 1 to 2 people. And that's it. I think that is my biggest advice when it comes to making friends as an adult. Okay, Radiant Icons, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As you know, we are in our Radiant Rain era. And for me in this era, I've been finding little things that make me feel powerful, that make me feel sexy, that make me feel unapologetically me. And one of those is my iconic signature scent. I have crafted mine with Oaksha. I do Sinful layered with That Girl Vanilla, and it is delectable, it is sinful, and it is sexy, if I say so myself. Every spritz just feels like confidence bottled up. It is my reminder that I am evolving for myself, not anyone's dusty ass son. And you can have that too, Radiant Icons. Make sure to build your own fragrance through Oaksha. Use the discount code linked in the show notes below to save yourself some cash, because icons do not follow trends. We set the standard. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. Oh my goodness, you guys. I'll never get tired of saying that. I just love y'all so much. Thank you for submitting all of your amazing questions. I know there were a lot more, and trust me, we will be having more DTBI hotline specific episodes as season 3 continues. This was just the beginning taste of it. And oh my goodness, you all kept me on my toes. But you know what? In return, I'm going to keep you all on your toes, because next week's tea time sesh is going to be a surprise with a very special and iconic surprise announcement. So make sure to subscribe and tune in next week at 7 a.m. Eastern for that surprise episode with a very, very, very special and iconic and sexy surprise announcement. What can it be? I'm literally so excited. I can't wait. I can't wait. But anyway, I'll chat with y'all next week then. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.